June 3rd, the first Friday of the month of the Sacred Heart. To compensate for the atrocious suffering, Jesus was always with me, and renewed the miracle of quenching my thirst with the blood of his open heart and immersing me in the fire of his heart. Blessedness. And Our Lady came in the afternoon, just as on May 31st and June 1. And after having told me that she was happy that the rosaries were being said in common in Rome, because prayer is more effective if offered by many, she said, "Do you want to know why you see me with this out of the ordinary penitential mantle, almost of bereavement, though I am not longer crying, and the joy of my heart radiates out? Well, I'll tell you. And I'll reveal to you a new title with which I want you to call upon me. No matter how much people fail to meditate on, or accept, or believe in my sorrow, and the description of it appears humiliating and they want to deny it, precisely they are unable to meditate on my pain as a mother and a believer. I was the victim, together with my son. And I am, for every offense against him strikes my heart, and scourges my love for him, just as all of his suffering on the day of the Passion was a scourge, blow, thorn, nail, attack, and fall for me. And so, now that a furious, unwearying, more and more violent rain of hailstones is being hurled by humanity against its Lord, I am wearing the mantle of penance, as a victim with my son, the divine victim. Do you see? I remain with this gesture of supplication which I adopted in the tomb at the moment of my complete sacrifice, and my supreme prayer for men. I beseech and scatter graces. I gather in prayers and acts of reparation, I offer myself and make offerings. I implore the Father and the Father's mercy. I comfort the faithful with my graces. I take in their prayers and acts of reparation. I offer them to console the love of my heart. And to make them powerful, I offer myself with you, I, the victim mother of and for humanity. Greet me, Mary, in this way. Hail, Mary, victim mother for the sins of men, pray for us. My new title is this: Immaculate Mary, victim pierced by the sins of the world. And Jesus, absent. Our Lady then disappeared, but Jesus continued to stay and stay.